So we continue reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhilila, text number 15.266.
Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare, Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhilila, chapter 15, text number 266 onward.
Sehi ratre amoga kahan palana gela, pratakale tara vishuchika vyadi haila.
That translation. That night amoga Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law fled, and in the morning he immediately fell sick with cholera. Please repeat the translation.
That night amoga Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law fled, and in the morning he immediately fell sick with cholera.
Text number 267.
Amogha Marena Suni Kahe Bhattacharya Sahaya Hai Daiva Kaila Mora Karya.
Translation.
When the Bhattacharya heard that Amogha was dying of cholera, he thought, "It is the favor of Providence that he is doing what I want to do."
Please repeat the translation.
When the Bhattacharya heard that Amogha was dying of cholera, he thought, "It is the favor of Providence that he is doing what I want to do."
Text number 268.
Ishvareta aparadha phale tata kshana eta bali pade dui shastrena vachana.
Translation.
When one offends the Supreme Personality of Godhead, karma immediately takes effect. After saying this, he recited two verses from the revealed scripture.
Please repeat the translation.
When one offends the Supreme Personality of Godhead, karma immediately takes effect. After saying this, he recited two verses from the revealed scripture. Mahata hi prayatena hasti asva ratha prapatti bhi asma bhi yat anushteyam gandharvascha tai anushtitam.
Translation.
What we have had to arrange with great endeavor by collecting elephants, horses, chariots and infantry soldiers has already been accomplished by the Gandharvas.
Please repeat the translation.
What we have had to arrange with great endeavor by collecting elephants.
I can't understand it because it's too loud.
Okay.
When we have had to arrange with great endeavor by collecting elephants, horses, chariots, and infantry soldiers has already been accomplished by the Gandharvas.
Gandharva is a celestial, people, their normal job is to go around singing, particularly in Indra Sabha, Gandharvas.
Okay.
Parpat Bhashila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai.
This is a quotation from the Mahabharata, Vana Parva 241.15. Bhimasena made this statement when all the Pandavas were living in exile in the forest. At that time, there was a fight between the Kauravas and the Gandharvas. The Kauravas soldiers were under the command of Karna. But the commander-in-chief of the Gandharvas was able to arrest all the Kauravas by virtue of superior military strength. At that time, Duryodhana's ministers and commanders requested Maharaja Yudhishthira to help. After being thus petitioned, Bhimasena spoke the words given above. Remembering Duryodhana's former nefarious and atrocious activities against them. Indeed, Bhimasena felt it very fitting that Duryodhana and his company were arrested. This could have been accomplished by the Pandavas only with great endeavor. Thus ended purport by Srila Prabhupada Maharaj ki jai. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurul Miritam Yena Tasmai Shri Guru Venma Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svabhadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavansha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savudutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lita Shri Vishakhanvitansha हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांता राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरूपेश कृपा सिंधुवे च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधरा शिव सदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे आनंद लीलामय विग्रहाय हेमांग दिव्याच्छवि सुंदराय तस्मै महाप्रेम रस प्रदाय चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्राय नमो नमस्ते. So here we are in the session of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhyalila, where Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's son-in-law, Amogha, his name is Amogha, he has blasphemed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was invited by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya for taking prasadam in his house. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he had agreed to take prasadam for certain days, five number of days in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. Now when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going to come, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya had arranged a grand feast. He had prepared so many dishes as we read in the last class. And he had brought prasadam from Jagannath temple as well. And this, he knew that this Amogha, his son-in-law, was not a devotee, he was a fallen person. And so he had instructed specifically that you should not come to the to my house when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. But still, this Amogha, he took a chance when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya was serving Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he surreptitiously came inside. And then he saw all these preparations which were being served to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then he said, oh, this sannyasi is eating as good as 12 people. So immediately when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya heard these words, he took a stick in his hand and ran after him. He immediately ran away because he knew that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is going to get angry with him. So immediately he ran away. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya ran behind him with a stick in his hand. And you know, the most funny part of it is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not get angry. He was laughing. When this person blasphemed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he laughed. Because he didn't take it in mind. See, this is the, you know, greatness or magnanimity of the Supreme Lord. You know, he is not worried about his own insult. But Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, being a great devotee, he was very much upset with him. He said that this person is my husband of my daughter, but I wish that he is dead. Actually, he wanted to kill him, as we learned in the last lesson. He wanted to kill him. And then he wanted to commit suicide after killing him. But then he thought that this is a Brahmana. You know, Amogha was a Brahmana. By birth he was Brahmana, not by karma. Chatur varne maya srushtam
Guna Karma Vibhagasha. So he was not from Guna, he was not belonging to Brahmana. Just because of birth, which is the common system in India even nowadays, a Brahmana's family is, if somebody gets birth in a Brahmana family, he becomes a Brahmana. And if somebody gets birth in a Kshatriya family, he becomes a Kshatriya. So not by Guna Karma. So just by birth, he was a Brahmana. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also is a Brahmana. So he said that if I kill Brahmana, this will be a great offense. And also if I kill myself, suicide, if I commit suicide after killing him, also it is a big offense. Because I am also a Brahmana and I am not supposed to kill. So this is what we learned in the last lesson, that you know, a Brahmana cannot be killed even if he has made... The thing is that a devotee, if he hears anybody blaspheming Supreme Personality of Godhead or any other devotee, immediately he should leave if he cannot kill him. Or the best way to kill the Brahmana is to shave off his head and remove his wealth and his this one. You know, we have seen that what happened in the story of Mahabharata when Ashwatthama, I think everybody knows that Ashwatthama, when he committed the big offense of killing Draupadi's five sons in middle of the night, and then when he ran away, and Krishna and Arjuna were running after him, and ultimately Arjuna, you know, he invoked Brahmastra, and in reply, Arjuna also invoked Brahmastra, and then this whole story is there, everybody knows it. So when Arjuna finally caught, Krishna and Arjuna finally caught Ashwatthama, and they wanted to kill him. But Draupadi said, no, don't kill him, because he is the son of a Brahmana, and also his mother is already a widowed. Dronacharya is already dead, and his mother is widowed. I have already lost five sons. I don't want the same thing to fall on this Dronacharya's wife. So spare him. So what is the best way to do? Because already oath has been taken that we are going to kill him. So Krishna then said that the best way to kill him is to cut off his head, cut off his, the hair. So then they shaved off his hair, and then there was a money which was given to him. They took it off. So that way, and then this wound which is there in his head is perpetual. You know, it's he is a Chiranjeev, and he goes around, around and asking for the oil to, heal his wound. That's the story. So the Brahmana, in short, Brahmana cannot be killed. That's what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya said. Now, Amogha, he fled from the scene, but what happened, by will of providence, he got sick with cholera. And in those days, cholera is a fatal disease. Now, if somebody gets... gets stuck with cholera, means he is sure going to die. So when Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya came to know this, immediately he was very happy. You see, this is a great devotee. He is not worried about his son-in-law or his daughter. He said that this person should die. It is good that Providence is taking care of, my wish. Whatever I wanted to do, Providence has done it. And then he quoted this scripture from Mahabharata, where similar situation happened. In Mahabharata, everybody knows that Pandavas lost in the in the Dyuta, and they were asked to go 12 years in the exile and 1 year in Ajnatvas. They should not be found out. If they are found out during this 1 year, they have to again go for 12 years in exile and again 1 year in Ajnatvas. So when they are in exile, this Duryodhana, which is a wicked person, he is trying to tease them or trying to show them that they are, inferior. So many tricks he tried to do when they were in Ajnatvas, in exile. So in one of the days, they were in one particular place and there was a big lake. So what these people thought, the Kauravas and Karna. Karna is leading in all this one. For some reason, Karna actually belongs to Pandava, but he has been abandoned by Kunti Mata, and then he is having a great enmity towards Pandava. So he is leading leader in all this type of, you know, activities, you know, wild designs, you know. So he said, okay, let us go to this place and show off our, you know, wealth and show off our, you know, power and things like that. So when they came to this lake, you know, for this is again providence, you can say, same like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya saying, the Chitrarata Gandharva and his associates, you know, the his lady maids and things like the lady, his ladies, you know, they were taking bath in that place. So Kauravas, you know, were puffed up with their power, and so they did not behave properly with these Gandharvas, and then a fight took place. And in that fight, Chitrarata, Gandharva and all these people, they defeated Kauravas, and they, not only that, they arrested them. Now when they were arrested, some of the people from Kauravas, they went to Pandavas because they knew that Pandavas are nearby, and then they requested, come and help Kauravas to get freedom. So when Yudhishthir came to know, he was ready to help them. But Bhimsena, he is a very strong-minded person. He said, no, why we should help them? They came to tease us, first of all. And they have done so many bad things to us. So it is good that they are getting punished by providence. And then Yudhishthira said, no, when we are fighting, we are 5 against 100. Means Kauravas are 100 and we are 5. So we fight between 100 of Kauravas and 5 Pandavas. But when somebody else comes and attacks us, we are 105. That means we are together. So this is a great, you know, lesson for us. So if somebody comes from outside, we should forget about our division and fight together. Within ourselves, we can fight any number of times. But if somebody from outside comes, we should come together and fight. So Yudhishthira was actually in favor of helping Kauravas. But Bhimasena, he is not happy. He said, you know, they have done so many bad things to us. See, he says, what we have had to arrange with great endeavor by collecting elephants, horses, chariots and infantry soldiers has already been accomplished by the Gandharvas. So this is a good lesson for them. This is what Bhimasena is saying. Okay, so we go to next class. Ayushriyam yasho dharmam lokan ashish evacha hanti shreyansi sarvani punso mahat atikrama. Translation, when a person mistreats great souls, his lifespan, opulence, reputation, religion, possessions and good fortune are all destroyed. Please repeat the translation. When a person mistreats great souls, his lifespan, opulence, reputation, religion, possessions and good fortune are all destroyed. Purport. This statement, Srimad Bhagavatam 10.4.46, was made by Shukadev Goswami to Maharaj Parikshit. This quotation concerns the attempted killing of Krishna's sister, Yogamaya, who appeared before Krishna's birth as the daughter of Mother Yashoda. This daughter Yogamaya and Krishna were born simultaneously, and Vasudeva replaced Yogamaya with Krishna and took Yogamaya away. When she was brought to Mathura and Kamsa attempted to kill her, Yogamaya slipped out of his hands. She could not be killed. She then informed Kamsa about the birth of his enemy, Krishna, and being thus baffled, Kamsa consulted his associates, who were all demons. When this big conspiracy was taking place, this verse was spoken by Shukadeva Goswami. He points out that a demon can lose everything because of his nefarious activities. The word Mahat Atikrama, meaning enemy of Lord Vishnu and his devotees, is significant in this verse. The word Mahat indicates a great personality, a devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. Being always engaged in the Lord's service, the devotees themselves are as great as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The word Mahat is also explained by Lord Sri Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita, Mahatmanastu mam partha daivim prakrutim ashtita bhajanti ananya manaso jnatva bhutadi ammayam. Osana prutha, those who are not deluded, the great souls are under the protection of the divine nature. They are fully engaged in devotional service because they know me as the supreme personality of Godhead, original and inexhaustible. Being envious of the Lord and his devotees is not at all auspicious for a demon. By such envy, a demon loses everything considered beneficial. So here, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is quoting another shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam. So when a person mistreats great souls, his lifespan, opulence, reputation, religion, possessions and good fortune are all destroyed. So the lesson for us is that we should not mistreat a devotee. You know, Krishna will accept insult to him, but he will never accept an insult to his devotee. You know, we all know the story of how Durvasa Muni, you know, was punished. You know, he went to Ambarish Rishi on an Ekadashi day, on a Dwadashi day, and then when Ambarish Maharaj, he invited him to take prasadam with him. He said, okay, I will go to take bath and when I come back, we will have prasadam. And when he went for taking bath, he just did not come in time. And Ambarish Maharaj, he wanted to break the fast on Ekadashi so that he gets the proper benefit of performing Ekadashi. He just took water. And the Durvasa Muni, by his mystic powers, he could understand that Ambarish Maharaj has taken water. Now instead of, you know, realizing why he had done this, he became angry and he wanted to kill Ambarish Maharaj. And Ambarish Maharaj, he was, you know, not afraid at all. When he created a demoness and this demoness came to attack Ambarish Maharaj, he just stood there. Immediately the Sudarshana Chakra appeared and killed his demoness, and then it went after Durvasa Muni. Now Durvasa Muni, he ran everywhere. He went to Brahma, he went to Shankara, Lord Shiva, he went to Lord Vishnu. Ultimately Lord Vishnu, he said that I cannot help, this Sudarshana Chakra is not in my control. This is under the control of my devotee. So you go back to my devotee and get ask forgiveness from him. He forgives, then you will be saved. And so Durvasa Muni had to run all the way back again to Ambarish Maharaj and ask for his forgiveness. And Ambarish Maharaj was so magnanimous that he did not, you know, he prostrated in front of Durvasa Muni and said, okay, you know, you forgive me. And he prayed to Sudarshan Chakra to not trouble Durvasa Muni. And for one, this happened for 1 year. He's going to Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva and Vishnu and coming back to Ambarish Maharaj. This took 1 year and Ambarish Maharaj had not taken any food during this 1 year. He was waiting still for Durvasa Muni to come back and have prasadam. So this is, you know, if devotee is there, you know, devotee is blaspheming, devotee is not at all tolerated by. And we know how Lord Vishnu accepted a kick from Bhrigu Rishi. Bhrigu, you know, there was a discussion among all the sages. And they said, who is the greatest, among the gods? And they decided, okay, Bhrigu Rishi, he should be the judge of this. And he went to Brahma and he insulted him. And Brahma immediately became angry. And they went to Lord Shiva, and Shiva was with his wife in seclusion. And he just entered there, and Lord Shiva got angry. And he went after him. So ultimately he went to Lord Vishnu, and Lord Vishnu was on the bed, and Lakshmi Devi was massaging his feet. So Bhrigu Rishi just went and kicked him on the chest. And Lord Vishnu, he did not say anything. He
He got up and said, "What is my offense? Please forgive me." And he said, "Maybe your foot got hurt because of my chest is very strong. And he started massaging Bhrigu Rishi's feet. So, Lord Krishna or Lord Vishnu, he accepts insult to him, but he doesn't accept insult to his devotees. So, same way, when a person mistreats great souls, Mahatma, if somebody mistreats a great soul, his everything from his opulences, his wealth, everything, his punya, all this thing goes away. So, that's what Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is quoting in this verse.
Okay.
So we go to the next verse.
Gopinatha Acharya Gela Prabhu Darshane Prabhu Tandre Puchila Bhattacharya Vivarane.
Translation.
At this time, Gopinatha Acharya went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord asked him about the events taking place in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house. Please repeat the translation. At this time, Gopinatha Acharya went to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord asked him about the events taking place in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house.
Acharya kahe upavasa kaila dui jana vishuchika vyadite amoga chadiche jivana.
Translation. Gopinatha Acharya informed the Lord that both the husband and the wife were fasting, and their son-in-law Amogha was dying of cholera.
Please repeat the translation.
Gopinatha Acharya informed the Lord that both the husband and wife were fasting, and their son-in-law Amogha was dying of cholera.
Suni Krupa Maya Prabhu Aila Dhana Amogere Kahe Tara Buke Hasta Diya.
As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Amogha was going to die, he immediately ran to him in great haste. Placing his hand on Amogha's chest, he spoke as follows.
Please repeat the translation.
As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu heard that Amogha was going to die, he immediately ran to him in great haste. Placing his hand on Amogha's chest, he spoke as follows.
Sahaje Nirmala Ai Brahmana Hrudaya Krishnera Vashite Ai Yogya Stana Haya.
Translation. The heart of Brahmana is by nature very clean. Therefore, it is a proper place for Krishna to sit.
Please repeat the translation.
The heart of a Brahmana is by nature very clean. Therefore, it is a proper place for Krishna to sit.
Text number 275.
Matsya Chandala Kene Ihan Vasaile Parama Pavitra Sthana Apavitra Kaile.
Why have you allowed the Chandala of jealousy to sit here also? In this way, you have contaminated a most purified place, your heart.
Please repeat the translation.
Why have you allowed the chandala of jealousy to sit here also? In this way, you have contaminated a most purified place, your heart.
So here, as soon as Gopinatha Acharya is Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's brother-in-law, his wife's brother. So Gopinatha Acharya came to know that Amogha is dying, and Gopinatha Acharya went to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is asking what happened, because he knew that, of course, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Supreme Personality of Godhead. So he sarvasya chaham hridisunni vishtu. He knows everything. He knows what is going to happen, what happened before, and what is happening now. But he asked, and Gopinatha Acharya told that both Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and his wife, they are fasting, and Amogha is dying of cholera. As soon as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to know that, he immediately ran to him. See, again, this is
namo mahavadanyaya krishna prema pradayate krishnaya krishna chaitanya namne gaurat vishanma. That's what we say. See, he is so magnanimous. He is distributing the love of Godhead to everybody. He did not mind the insult Amogha had done to him. He is, because of the love for his devotee, he has said in the further text, he says that even a dog in Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house is dear to me. His relatives, his friends, his associates are all dear to me. Even a dog in his house is dear to me. So, because of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forgot about his insult and went to Amogha. And then he is trying to preach him. You know, he said, you are a Brahmana. By nature, Brahmana's heart is very clean. And why this sort of envy is in your heart? See, Brahmana has got, I think, in Bhagavad Gita, in I think 16th chapter or 17th chapter, there are 9 qualities of Brahmana explained. I don't remember them. I don't know if you remember them. Cleanliness and like that. There are 9 qualities of Brahmana. It is explained in. So your heart has to be clean. As a Brahmana, you should not have any jealousy of anybody in your heart. So why you have allowed these jealousies to sit in your heart? And that way you have contaminated your heart. You know, Paramatma sits in our heart. But if the heart is not clean, it's not a proper place for Paramatma to sit. So you should get rid of this matsarya or jealousy. And because the next verse has a big purpose, so I will stop here. So here, and then he says that the heart of Brahmana is by nature very clean, therefore it is a proper place for Krishna to sit. However, due to association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, all your contamination is now vanquished. When a person's heart is cleansed of all contamination, he is able to chant the Mahamantra Hare Krishna. Just by the association of devotees, what we have been taught many times, that most important thing for us is to have the association of devotees. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya. Rupa Goswami says in Nectar of Devotion, what is the process of, Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya, and then they like that, there are, I don't know whether I have got that one here. Adau Shraddha Tatha Sadhu Sangotha Bhajana Kriya, Tato Anartha Nivrutti Syat Tatha Nishta Ruchir Tatha Atha Shakti Tatha Bhavan Tatha Prema Bhyudachati Sadhakanam Ayam Preman Pradur Bhavet Krama. This is quotation from Nectar of Devotion. Adau Shraddha, first of all you should have faith, and then Sadhu Sangha. You should have association of, and Bhajana Kriya, then you should do the chanting of Hare Krishna. Then, so that your, all the unwanted things get eradicated. Tato anartha nivruti. We have got so many anarthas. They should all get eradicated by this process. And then you get firm, your faith becomes firm. And then you get test. And then, you get bhava, and then ultimately you get prema. So this is sadhaka, we are all sadhakas, our bhakti is sadhana bhakti. We are not reached to the bhakti of Radha. Raganuga bhakti is not, we cannot do Raganuga bhakti. We are doing this ritualistic sort of thing. So this one, this is the procedure or the steps in the process of achieving prema. Prema of Lord. What is the highest perfection is that? Getting the love of Godhead. So how do we get the Lord, love of Godhead is this process. That first of all you should have faith. Then you should have Sadhu Sangha and Bhajana Kriya. So sadhu sangha and bhajana kriya is a very important, you know, thing. So just by association of a devotee, you know, all your sins can get eradicated. Your contaminations can get eradicated. And then you can chant Hare Krishna without committing offense, you know. Important thing is for chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without committing the offense. You know, I don't know whether we read here or not, but many, you know, like in Vrindavan and all that, the 10 offenses are read every day after the Mangal Aarti. We do that here also. Yeah. So 10 offenses are, you know. So you should avoid the 10 offenses when we do the bhajana kriya, and that way our progress will be much, much faster. So, you know, just devotee, association of devotee is very important. Reading, I think there are 5 pillars. One is the association of devotee, then reading Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, and then chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, accepting Mahaprasadam, and I think the 5th one is staying in Mathura. That's also one of the important thing to do. That's what, for some reason. So if you do these things, so that's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is advising him. So just by association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, all your sins are vanquished. So just get rid of this jealousy in your mind, and then you will be able to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without committing offense. And then Krishna will be able to sit in your heart. But that is the place proper for Krishna to sit. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is advising him. Hare Krishna. So we'll stop here, because the next verse has got a big purport, and we'll not have so much time to do that. So Prabhuji, any comments? Yes, Prabhuji.
I just have one question. Does Chaitanya Mahaprabhu save Moga? Does he save his life, or does Moga?
Yes, he saved his life. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he goes, and he definitely is going to save his life. He said that even a dog in his house is dear to me. What about
especially someone like you?
He just put his hand on his chest, and immediately Amoga, he stood up, and he developed all the 8 signs of ecstasy, like hair standing on the head, and hair standing upright, and tears in his eyes, and laughing, and all those 8 ecstasy symbols he developed, and he started chanting, and he bathed himself, saying, why I committed offense to you. So like that, and he immediately became okay. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and said, why are you doing like this? He said that this person has committed a great offense. He said that still he is your son-in-law. So you should not, the parent should not mind the offense committed by children. And he pacifies Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, says, you should take food now in front of me. Because he's fasting, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is fasting. He said, no, you should take it put in front of me. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya says, okay, you go to the temple and have darshan, and I will also come there, have darshan of Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, and then I will come home and take food. And
why was he fasting?
Because he was feeling very bad that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was invited by him to his house, and his Amogha came and blasphemed him. So he wanted actually to fast and give up his life, like that. So both he and his wife were fasting. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, not only that, he sent Gopinath Acharya to his house and made sure that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he took his prasadam afterwards.
He took his what?
Prasadam. He gave up his fast. So he made sure that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya also broke his fast, he took his prasadam, so that, you know, this is, as we know, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he did not mind offense committed by somebody, but, you know, like Jagai Madai, they committed an offense to Nityananda Prabhu, and immediately invoked the Sudarshana Chakra. So that was the only time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was angry. Otherwise, we have never seen that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got angry. Only when offense was committed at the feet of his devotee, he got angry. But offense committed to him, he is okay. He is laughing. Chaitanya, you know. So this is, you know, as we say, Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Prava. You know, his whole mission is to distribute the love of Godhead. Namo Mahavadanyaya, Krishna Prema Prava. Krishna ya Krishna Chaitanya, Namne Gauratishama. So, Gauranga Mahaprabhu ki. Jaya.